Messages to Young People. Wholehearted Reformers. Let the young men and young women determine to love God supremely and to do His commandments. Under circumstances the most trying, let them remain faithful to duty, especially in their attitude toward the principles of health reform. Instead of being half-hearted reformers, let them make a wholehearted reformation, in all things practicing chastity and temperance. Let none begin to reform and then stop. Resolve to overcome the wicked one. True victory is gained only when the repentant sinner pledges himself to unconditional obedience to God. Only when he pledges himself to honor God in every word, every business transaction, every act of his life. Those who do this may be like the youth whom John addressed in the words, "I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one." It is possible for every youth to gain spiritual strength. Those who endeavor to increase their strength will pass through severe struggles, which will test their sincerity of purpose. But by remaining faithful, they prove that their determination to do God's will is prompted by high and holy motives. In every sense of the word, such youth are able to be overcomers, for Christ overcame in their behalf. Having overcome, they are brought into alliance with divine, unfailing resources. Young men, young women, you are a spectacle to the world, to angels, and to men. By your determined efforts to be true and righteous, laying your foundation secure in faith, you may be able to provoke the older and more experienced brethren and sisters to love and good works. Why should not the younger men and women form a Christian Endeavor Society for the purpose of encouraging one another to make an unqualified, instantaneous renunciation of every unchristlike, questionable habit, and take a firm stand to be true to their obligations to God? Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.